6:38, Steve and Ted here on KNSS, and let's go ahead and take a look at the KNSS Commodities Update this morning with Tom Leffler. Good morning, Tom.
Well, good morning, Steve and Ted. There has not been any cash cattle trade in our feed yards to establish a price trend yet. Wednesday, we saw a live cattle futures trade mixed on mostly an inside trading session, but they also closed mixed. Feeder cattle yesterday scored new lows for the current slide and closed negative. Feeder cattle have now scored their lowest trade of the past 8 to 10 sessions. Lean hogs traded higher yesterday and closed positive with some triple-digit gains. At the close, December live cattle 7 cents higher, 186.60. November feeder cattle 97 cents lower, 245.50. In December, lean hogs 240. Higher at 77.70. And November soybean futures made a new low for the slide and closed negative Wednesday. December corn futures traded near Tuesday's low. The corn and wheat futures were able to close positive yesterday. In a flash sale yesterday, U.S. sold 1.6 million metric tons of corn to Mexico and 175,000 metric tons of soybeans to an unknown. Now this morning, November soybeans continue to make new lows for the current slide. At the moment, December Kansas City wheat 3 pennies lower at 5.85¾. December corn down 2½ at 4.02¼. November beans down 8¾ at 9.71¼. November crude oil 16 cents higher at 70.55. December gold $11.40 higher at $2,702.50. December S&P 24.5 points higher at 5,911.5. December dollar index 10 cents lower at 103.29. And December Dow Jones futures 64 points higher at 43,406. For commodity trading, ag marketing, or managed trading programs, contact Leffler Commodities on the phone or on the web by using 866-GO-TO-TOM.
Hi, Tom. We had a super moon the past couple of nights. It's really round up. Have you seen it, the big full moon, sir?
Oh, you bet. It's really shining.
And talking about seeing a comet out in the western skies, have you seen that? Because I haven't been able to get out and look, but I haven't seen it.
I never even looked for it.
Yeah. Well, apparently, right at dusk, you can see it over there in the west. If you see through the trees in my, again, my neighborhood. And if you're around the city, Ted says there's so much light around, you probably won't be able to see it very well either. So
I think you got to get out in the country.
Yeah. Yep. All right. Tom, thank you, sir. We will check with you again tomorrow morning here with Steve and Ted, Tom Leffler of Leffler Commodities.